Okay, today's daf is Menachos Daf Mem Daled. Today's shiur has a double sponsorship. It's sponsored by Zev Belsky in honor of his wife Eliza on her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
29th, I assume. And also by Henry Orlinsky, Lizecha Nishmas, Yechiel Michel, Ben Chaim Shner, Zalman Halevi, Zechron Levracha, Milton Kramer, then the Neshama should continue to have an Aliyah. So we are holding on, Daf Mem Gimlam Beis. We are at Tanya, and we're discussing some of the meaning of Tcheles and what it's supposed to remind us of. And then we're going to get into the notion or the obligation of saying Mea Brachos Bechol Yom, that a person has an obligation to say 100 Brachos every single day. The Gemara is going to tell us how the mitzvah of Tzitzis has schar in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Then we're going to get into a little bit about a borrowed talis and whether a talis that one borrows is chayiv in Tzitzis. And then the Gemara is going to discuss whether a person who has only a shal yad or a shal rosh, one or the other, whether it's kedai to wear one without the other. Is it worth getting that one mitzvah, or do you have to have both in order to do the mitzvos? And then the Gemara is just going to sort of give a wrap up on tefillin and tzitzis and duchen as well. Kohanim doing birchas kohanim. When one fails to do those mitzvos, how many assays are you violating? So it's a lot more than one might have thought. And that pretty much concludes our tzitzis section of this masechta. And then we get back to Menachos on Amud Beis. So on Amud Beis, we're going to talk about nesachim and solas and shemen and yayin that are all brought together. So which are ma'akev which? If you don't bring what, can you still bring the others? And then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas. What comes before? What does a mincha come before nesachim, or does mincha come after nesachim? And in what circumstances might everybody agree? So let's begin. Mem Gimel Amud Beis. We are at the Tanur Rabbanan, about 5-6 lines before the lines get wide toward the end. Not Tanur Rabbanan. Tanya. Hayra Meir Omer. Manishan Tcheles Mikol Midin Tzvon. Of all colors, white Tcheles for tzitzis. Because the tcheles is similar to the color of the yam, the color of the yam is similar to the color of the rakia, and the color of the rakia is similar to the kisei kavod. That underneath the kisei kavod is like a sapphire sapir, which is like the pure clear sky. And the kisei is like an even sapir. So you see that the sky is like the kisei hakavod, because the kisei hakavod is like sapir. So that's the idea of tcheles. Now Rashi writes that in the yam nasu nisim li Yisrael, the tcheles is dom li yam, and what happened at the yam shenasu bo nisim li Yisrael. Okay, what does that have to do with tcheles? So it's likely some of the achronim explain that what Rashi's trying to do is trying to explain why we have to have all these steps. Meaning, why would you say dom li yam, which is dom to the rukia, which is dom to the kisei hakavod? Just say it's Dhamma to the Kisei HaKavod. Or, okay, maybe I don't know what the Kisei HaKavod looks like. So say it's Dhamma L'Rukia, Dhamma L'Kisei HaKavod. Right? I know what the Rukia looks like. Why do I need the Yam in there? So Rashi's saying, no, we're trying to highlight that each of these things should bring about some sense of Yerushimayim. So the Yam is meant to not just remind you that, oh, the ocean is beautiful, I love the beach, or whatever. No, the Yam is meant to remind you of the Nisim that happened to Klal Yisrael, al Yam. Rashi Maseches Sota and Daf Yud Zayin writes that, no, the reason we have all these steps is because the tcheles is not really so similar to the color of the rakia. Each of these are a shade off from each other. The yam is not exactly like the rakia. So that's why it goes in stages, because it goes in stages, because you never would have associated the color of the tcheles immediately with the color of the sapir, which is kisei hakavod. It would have had to have gone in stages in order to make that association. Okay, so says the Gemara. Says Gemara further now. Tanya, Hayra Meir Omer, Gadol Onshel Shalavin Yosem Onshel Shel Tcheles. Someone who fails to wear lavan strings is a bigger failure and gets more punished than someone who fails to wear tcheles. Why? Mashal Madav Dome. Lemelch Mas Vedam Sharm L'Shnei Avadav LeEchad Amar Aveli Chosem Shel Tit LeEchad Amar Aveli Chosem Shel Zav. A king gives an assignment to two of his avadim. One of them he asks to bring a Chosem Shel Tit, which is very inexpensive. expensive, very cheap. And the other says, bring me a chosam shel zahav, a golden chosam, a golden seal, which is obviously much more expensive. Neither of them did their job. Who's going to be punished more severely? Obviously, the guy who was supposed to get something that was cheap and easy and accessible, and he even failed to do that. So he's going to be punished. So Lavan is very easy to find. Tcheles was always very expensive. It was always hard to find. It's hard to imagine that there was ever a time that the majority of Klal Yisrael was wearing Tcheles, because who had the money? So it was something that's much more rare. So someone's not going to get as punished for Tcheles. Tanya, totally separate issue now. A person is obligated to recite 100 brachos every single day. Because the pasuk says, "Va'ata Yisrael, ma Hashem elokecha shoyel neima." What does Hashem ask from you? And we darshan, Rabbi Chiya b'Reid Rav Avi. I'm sorry. So we darshan, says Rashi, "Ma Hashem elokecha kari be mea." Says Rashi. That's the drasha from the pasuk. How do I know you have to say 100 brachos? Because you could read it, "Va'ata Yisrael, mea Hashem elokecha shoyel neima." It's not a question; it's a statement. Hashem is shoyel neimach mea, 100 brachos. If you look at Tosos, shoyel neimach. That there are 100 letters in the pasuk, and he says v'yesh mefarshim dima ola va'at bash meya. That ma in gematria va'at bash equals 100, because otherwise, what do you mean al tikri ma ela meya? But it says ma, it doesn't say meya. So how can you just check? No, because there's a remez in the word ma to the word meya. So that's what that's the remez to the 100 brachos. Rabbi Chiya b'Reid Rav Avi b'Shabbat b'Yom Tove taruchu mamli b'isparmiki umagadi. On Shabbos and Yontif, there aren't as many brachos in Shmona Esrei. You only have 7 brachos in Shmona Esrei, as opposed to the 19 that we have 3 times a day during the week. So it's much harder to fill the 100 brachos. So you used to have a Shabbos party. That is the source for a Shabbos party. You would have extra food, extra fruits, and delicious things to say extra brachos on Shabbos. That's what he was makpid to do. So in general, the chiyuv of mea brachos b'chol yom is a major discussion, whether this is a requirement midaraisa, a requirement midarabanan, or not really a requirement at all. In the Sefer HaManik, he writes that you have to say 100 brachos B'chol Yom is a Mesoros Avosenu Mimoshe B'Sinai. Now we learn it from Minatar, Minavim, Minaksuvim, that this is something that's very well documented, and maybe even others say no, it's Takanas David HaMelech, or Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu, but a Takana, and the Chida writes in Machzik Bracha, that it's not a requirement. So that's the Raya that you see, is when the Gemara tells us specifically about Rabbi Chiya b'Reid Rav Avia had such a Chumrah, that he had all these foods on Shabbos. Sounds like it's a mitzvah chasidus for someone like that to make sure that he has 100 brachos. But most other people didn't do that, so obviously other people did not have 100 brachos. That's how the Chida says. Not everyone is so convinced by the Chida. And the Stechemet, he points out, how could you say that it's not a chiyuv gomer? The Rishonim that hold that you have to say it is a chiyuv daraisa, and then we darshan it from a pasuk. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos in Shorash Aleph quotes that the Bahag counts this amongst the Taryag Mitzvos. Now, obviously, the Bahag counting in Taryag Mitzvos doesn't make it a Daraisa. Bahag would count even Mitzvos Midrabanan, but still, the Bahag counts this amongst the Taryag Mitzvos. And if it's a Chiv Min HaTorah, of course, a person has to do whatever he can to do it. It's not just a Chumrah. In the Pesach Hadvir, he asks on the Chidah, the Lashon the Braisa, Rameir says, Chayiv Adam Levarich, Mea Brachos B'chol Yom. Which part of that sounds optional? It says Chayiv, it's a Chiyuv to say 100 brachos every day, and Shabbos and Yantar. So what's the big statement about the Chumrah of Rabbi Chiya b'Reid Rav Avia? So maybe it was what he chose, says the Pesach HaDvir, it's what he chose to say the brachos on, that he dafka wanted to do it behider, so he had these delicacies. He could have made it on things that aren't so good, things that are very common, but he wanted to have an onek Shabbos, and he wanted to be mahadid the brachos with things that he was really enjoying, so that's why he had all these all these delicacies. So that's the discussion, or some of the discussion, about the nature of the schiyuv of Me'er Brachos B'chol Yom. In fact, in the Machzor Vitri, he writes that the reason we say Ein Kelokeinu on Shabbos, we say four times Ein, four times Mi, four times Noda, and the Rashi Tevus of Amein, Mi, Noda is Amein, right? And then you say Baruch and Ata, so it's as if you're saying 12 times Baruch Ata Amein, in order to be Mashlim, 12 brachos that are missing from Shemona Esrei and Shabbos. Interesting cheshbon. 19 brachos during the week, 7 brachos on Shabbos, you're missing 12. So if you have those 4 times Baruch Ata and Amein, so that's Mashlim the 12 brachos you're missing on Shabbos. Sefer HaMelech says there's no basis for that. That's a nice remez. There's no basis. You still have to be Mashlim in some other way. You still have to say actual brachos to be Mashlim the Me'er Brachos on Shabbos and Yantiv. So that's a little bit about Me'er Brachos B'chol Yom, but obviously it's a much bigger sugya. Tanya, Hayra Meir Omer, Chayav Adam Varek Sholosh Brachos B'chol Yom Elum Hein. Person has to say 3 brachos every day. This does not mean only 3 brachos. It means the following 3 brachos are required that you have to say every day. Sha'asa Ani Yisrael, Shalo Asani Isha, Shalo Asani Bur. That a person has to say a bracha that he's a Jew, a bracha that he's not an Isha, and a bracha that he's not a Bur. Ravacha Bar Yaakov Shami Librei, Davakam Varek Shalo Asani Bur. He heard his son saying a bracha that he's not a total Bur Vamaretz, that he's not someone who's in a Betara and in a Bederach Eretz. That's what a Bur is. Amalei Kulei Hainami, you have to say such a bracha that you're not a Bur. So Amalei Velamai Mavarek Shalo Asani Eved, Hainu Isha. He said, well, how else should I make a third bracha out of this? Should I say Shalom Asani Eved? That's the same thing as saying Shalom Asani Isha, because Eved and Isha are the same. Says Rashi, Di Ishanami Shivcha Labai Leke Eved L'Rabo, because a woman also has to do a lot of chores for her husband, like an Eved has to do for his master. Or Lishnachrina, probably the more Pasha Pshat, Hainu Isha Delin Mitzvah Isha, Delin Mitzvah Isha, Eved Shavin, Degamrina La La, as far as the Chiv Mitzvah, and Isha and Eved have the same Chiv and Mitzvah. So he says, what am I going to say? Shalom Asani Eved? It's the same thing as Shalom Asani Isha. Says Mar, no, it's not. Eved zil tvei. An Eved is a degrading kind of thing. An Isha is not degrading. An Isha she may not be chayiv in as many mitzvos, but she has full Kedushas Yisrael, right? An Eved doesn't have Kedushas Yisrael. An Isha has absolute full Kedushas Yisrael. So certainly much lower to be an Eved than to be an Isha. It's an interesting discussion in the poskim. We have this brach over here in the Gemara, Shasa Ani Yisrael. We don't do that. We say the Yerushalmi has, we do what the Yerushalmi says. Shalo asani goy. We say dafka in the negative. So the poskim discuss why it is that Chazal were masaking shalo asani goy, which is in the negative as opposed to what our Gemara says. Sounds much more positive. Sha'asani Yisrael, that I'm a Jew. You should be proud to be a Jew. What is it that just that I'm not a goy? So the Bach suggests that based on what the Gemara says in Erev and Yud Gimel, Noach lo adam shalo nivra mishenivra. The Gemara says that it's better for a person never to have been created, that at least that was the maskana, better than to have been created, that our neshamas would have been better off never coming down into this world. So do we really want to be mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sha'asani Yisrael? I would have been better off if I never would have come here in the first place. So at least once I'm here, shalom asani goy. So at least that's how the Bach explains. Problem is that doesn't work for a tzaddik, because the Gemara says that for a tzaddik it's noach lo shenivra mishalo nivra, that it's better for him to have been born than not to have been born. Then the Bach suggests another teretz, that if a person were to say Sha'asani Yisrael, he would then not be able to say Sha'asani Ish instead of Sha'asani Ish, or Sha'asani Ben Chorin instead of Sha'asani Aved. Because when you say Sha'asani Yisrael, it's already mashma that you're an Ish, because you didn't say Yisraelis. It's already mashma that you're a Ben Chorin, because you would never call an Eved a Yisrael. So since we wanted to have Dafka as many brachos as we can, we had to say B'lashon Shlili, that I'm not a guy. You know what else I'm not? I'm not Nisha. You know what else I'm not? I'm not an Eved. But if you were to say it in the positive, that one bracha would already cover everything. Nafkamina would be that the Achrona point out that if you accidentally say Sha'asani Yisrael, then the Magen Avraham writes, then you're not allowed to say Shalom Asani Yish and Shalom Asani Eved, because then it becomes repetitive. So that then Lamaisi wouldn't be allowed to say it. A third suggestion as to why it is that we say Peloshon Shlili, Shalom Asani Goy, and not in a positive lashon, Sha'asani Yisrael, the Taz suggests that they were misaking this lashon to show that there is a need for goyim and nashim and avadim in the world. If I would say shasan Yisrael, one might have made the mistake to say that the bria doesn't require anything, anybody who's not Yisrael. So that's why they were misaking shaloh asani goy, meaning amodet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even though there need to be goyim in this world, that I'm not one of them. It's like the Gemara says in a couple of places in Shas, that Yev Shaliolam below Zacharim below Nekevos, but Asher Misha Banam Zacharim below Misha Banam Nekevos, Yev Shaliolam below Bursi below Bosem, that the world needs tanners and perfumers, but Asher Mi, the fortunate is someone who gets to be a perfumer and not a tanner, doesn't have to deal with the foul odor his entire life. So the world needs everybody, meaning everyone has a role and it's important. We're not just, you know, they're not just props on the stage of my life. The world needs all these people, but we're very fortunate to be able to be who we are, that we're able to be a Yisrael. That's how the Taz suggests. There's also a discussion in Poskim, what does a ger say? Can a ger say shaloh asani goy? So the Abu Dram writes in the name of the Ramah, Reish Mem Hei, that a ger does not say bracha shaloh asani goy, because it's about tchilas yitzira shel adam, and his tchilas yitzira was a goy, so he can't say such a bracha. In the Darkei Moshe, in Simon Mem Vav, he says that a ger can say sha'asani ger. What do you mean sha'asani ger? He became a ger. He said, yeah, lashon asiya works for a ger. Hanefesh asher asu b'charad. Right? He used the lashon of asu. Avram was megayer es ha'anashim. Those are the nefesh asa b'charad. So you can say sha'asani ger. The Bach disagrees. He says, no, this is your own choice, and therefore you can't say sha'asani ger. The Taz is Miyashiv Drama, that a ger shenizkaris ketinok shenolad, and therefore, even though he chose to be a ger, but once he's megayir, it's like a bria chadasha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, and he has the right to say such a bracha. So an interesting discussion about the bracha that a ger makes. Okay, says the Gemara further now. Tan Rabban, chilazon, zeu gufo domaliyam, the body of the chilazon is like the ocean, so that it seems it's talking about the color of the chilazon, that it's similar to the yam, meaning when you look at the chilazon in its natural habitat, it's hard to distinguish it from the seabed, from the rocks at the bottom of the sea. It's domel yam, which really looks like the yam. And briyaso domel dag. What does briyaso mean? So it's anatomy, it's build, it's look. So this is both those who are in favor of the current murex trunculus tcheles and those who are opposed to it say, often a raya from right here, that we're right. Everyone sees a raya in that line. Either they say, briyasa dama ladag, it's got to be a fish. Obviously, it's not going to be a snail. A snail is nothing like a fish. So those who are against say, obviously, it can't be a snail. And those who are for say, you wouldn't say about a fish that it's, you know, that its shape is similar to a fish. Obviously, a fish is a fish. It's not something that's similar to. So we said, but if you look at the, I should have brought one in, I have one at home. If you look at the shell, it's an unusual snail shell. It's actually shaped in a way where it looks like a head at one end and a body in the middle and a tail at the end. So its shape is similar to the shape of a fish. So that's what Briyasa Doma Ledag actually means. Va'ola Echel L'Shivim Shana, and it comes up once every 70 years, meaning it's very rare. And you can use its dam to be tzoveya tcheles, to color tcheles. Lefichach, dam of yikarim. And that's why it's so expensive, because it's so rare. The Radzina Rebbe, in his Tzfunei Tmunei Chol, says the reason that the Chazal give the simanim of the chilazon is because they knew with their Ruach HaKodesh that because of the galuyos, we're going to lose the tcheles at some point, and they wanted us to be able to find it. So they gave us simanim so that we should be able to go and look for it and find it. And he brings a raya. The Rambam quotes the simanim in Hilchos Tzitzis Perek Beis Halacha Beis. He quotes this brisa, and the Rambam doesn't bring stam divrei agada that don't have enough kamina la'alacha. So it must be that you're allowed to be somech on the simanim. So he says, if you find a chilazon that has all the simanim, you could use it for tcheles, even if it doesn't meet the criteria that we learned about yesterday, the tests to see if it's kali ilan or tcheles. He says that's only when you're not sure. You see blue wool and you don't know if it's a kali ilan or tcheles. That's what those tests are for. But when you found the chilazon that meets these criteria, then you don't need to do any of those tests, and that's it. And then this is perfectly good. His tcheles failed all those tests. That's why he had to come up with. So he says, but it doesn't matter because the tests are irrelevant. Tanya. There's no mitzvah kala in the Torah where you don't get schar l'olam hazeh u'l'olam haba and olam haba. Any of the akama, I don't know what schar is in store for a mitzvah kala. Tzeilu man mitzvah tzitzis. Come in and learn from mitzvah tzitzis. Now it's interesting. Mitzvah tzitzis, the Gemara is referring to as a mitzvah kala. I don't recall all the Gemaras, but as far as I know, the only other Gemara that comes to mind that refers to anything as a mitzvah kala is the mitzvah of sukkah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that the Umos Olam are going to complain that the Lachmas Yam, that you know we wish we would have had a chance with the Torah and it's not fair. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzvah kala yeshli. I have one mitzvah kala. Let's see how you do with it. And he's going to give them sukkah, and then he's going to bring out motzi chama min artika, and they're going to go out of the sukkah and kick the sukkah v'chule. Right? That's the Gemara. So what makes a mitzvah kala? So over there by sukkah, it's very clear. It's ein b'chasron kis. That it's very cheap. They didn't have these fiberglass. You know, they couldn't imagine. They couldn't imagine thousands of dollars on a sukkah. You went and you rummaged for some wood and you just put it up. So it wasn't. It was considered to be something that was very cheap. What about mitzvah tzitzis? We just got through saying domer yikarim. Tchelis is very expensive. What makes it a mitzvah kala? So there must be some other criteria for mitzvah kala. Likely that it's just very easy to do. That the mitzvah tzitzis, you put on tzitzis and you leave them on. You don't even notice that they're there. It's a very easy mitzvah for a person to do. Maisa, someone was telling me that they bought undershirt tzitzis, adult size undershirt tzitzis, because it makes it so much easier not to have an extra layer, not to have, I don't know, like it never bothered me, the extra layer never, but I guess every little thing. So he asked if there's anything wrong with it. So I said, if it's cut all the way up properly, it doesn't seem that there should be anything wrong with it. But then I asked Rav Schachter, he said, for a teenager who's having trouble with tzitzis, so good, let him wear it. But an adult, you know, as a bentara or whatever, they should wear regular tzitzis. He didn't think that it was because it's still big dezeya if it's an undershirt. All right, anyway, ma'isa ba'ad sheyizar b'mitzvah tzitzis. There was a certain person who was careful about the mitzvah tzitzis. Shama sheyish zona b'krachei hayam, but he had other weaknesses in his religious life. He heard about a zona that was in a foreign land. Shenotelas dal me'osuvim b'schara. She was so in demand, she was so high end that she would take 400 zuhuvim for her payment. Shigala arba me'el zuhuvim b'kabal azman. So he sent her 400 zuhuvim, and he was kaveh a time that he made an appointment. Ukshigiyaz mano bav yashav al pesach. When it came his turn, he went to her waiting room. Nitnas hashiv chasav armala osadim shashigir layich dal me'el zuhuvim. Her receptionist came in and told her, oh, the guy that sent you the 400 zuhuvim, he's here. Bav yashav al pesach. So he came by the doorway. Amra hi yikane. She says, you can enter. Nichnas, he enters. Hitzielo zayin mitos sheish shal kesef vacha shal zav. She sets up 7 beds, 6 of them made out of silver, 1 of them made out of gold. Ubein kol achas v'achas sulam shel kesef. And in between each of these beds, there was a ladder made out of silver. So she had this was very expensive stuff, but she charged a lot of money. So ve'elyona shel zav, and the top ladder was made out of gold. Also v'yashal gabi elyona k'shiyaruma, she went inside the top bed rather. She went and sat on the top bed, totally unclothed. Va'af hu ala leshev arum kenegda, and he wanted to go and join her also unclothed. He was so careful about the mitzvah of tzitzis, his dalet tzitzis, his 4 tzitzis came and smacked him in the face. So unclear whether this was miraculous or this was, you know, tzitzis, sometimes if you swing them around, they smack people in the face. Someone, Rabbi Eli Storch always likes to say, what bracha do you make before you smack someone in the face? L'satev p'tzitzis, right? You smack the guy behind you in the face. So, but the tzitzis came and were tofeach lo al panav. Nishmat v'yashval al gabi karka. So he jumped off the bed and he went to the ground. Va'afi nishmat v'yashval al gabi karka. She too joined him on the ground. Amar lo gapesh shel romi she'eini manichaska achatomli ma mumri isabi. She says, but you know, she made a lashon shavua. You have to tell me what you saw wrong with me. I mean, it is my business. If I'm getting too old for this, then I need to, you know, if there's some problem with me, I need to know about this. So amar lo havodah shel risi she'yafka moscha. No, it's not you. I've never seen such a beautiful woman in my entire life. Ela mitzvah achas tzivanu Hashem Elokeinu v'tzitzis shema. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah and it's called tzitzis. Uksivba, ani Hashem Elokeichem shtei pa'amim. And it says in relation to the mitzvah of tzitzis twice, ani Hashem Elokeichem. Ani hu shasu l'parav, ani hu shasu l'shalim sachar. That both, one gets punished for failure and one gets rewarded for doing good. Achshav nidmo alai kedalet edim. And now my four tzitzios became four witnesses to my behavior. Amra lo, so she said to him, wow, in that moment of taiva, he had the clarity or he had the strength to overcome that taiva mamish in the moment. She said, "Eni manichacha ad shetomer li mashimcha umashimircha umashim rabcha umashim midrashcha shato lomid b'torah." I want to know everything about you. I want to know your name. I want to know where you're from. I want to know your rebbe's name. I want to know the yeshiva you learn in. Kasav v'nasin biyada. So he gave her his card. He gave her a ksav of his whole write up, his whole resume. Amda v'chilka kol nechseha. She went and she divided up and gave away all of her money. Shlish l'malchus, one third of it went to the malchus. Why? Says Rashi, she'anichena l'izgayer, that they should leave her alone and allow her to be mizgayer. She was a prominent celebrity, so she's going to go be mizgayer. It's they're not going to be happy about it, so she had to bribe them in order to allow her to be mizgayer. Ushlish l'aniyim, one third she gave to tzedakah. Ushlish natal b'yada, and she took one third with her. Chutz me'osin matzos, except for those matzos, those very expensive beds. Those did not come with her, says Rashi. Lo machra viviyasan. She did not sell them. Vuayim matan schar balmazeh. And ultimately, that became this guy's matan schar balmazeh from the mitzvah of tzitzis because he got them, as we're about to see. Ubasal meisim joshes Rebbe Chia. So she showed up at the base medrash of Rebbe Chia. Amar lo Rebbe tziva alavi asuni giores. So she said, "I want you to streamline the process of me becoming a giores." Amrla biti shame nechon nasata be'echad min atalmidim. What exactly interests you in the religion? Maybe you have your eye on one of the talmidim. Hotziyak ksav miyadav nasanov. So she took out the ksav from the resume that the guy had written up for her, and she gave it to him. So in the Marsha explains the reason that he asked her if she has interest in one of the guys in the yeshiva is because the Gemara in Yevamos Chav Dalet says that we're not mekabel gerim l'shem ishus. So she took the ksav and she said that, yeah, I want to marry this guy, but it's l'shem shemayim. It's not stam because I fell in love with a guy outside of the context of Yiddishkeit. I fell in love with the Yiddishkeit shabo. That's what I'm interested in. So that's called l'shem shemayim. Tosin Yevamos says that she was a miskayer in order to be able to marry that Talmud, and nevertheless, Rabbi Chia was mekabel her. Wasn't he choshish for the din that you're not allowed to be mekabel gerim l'shem ishus, because he knew that ultimately it would become l'shem shamayim. So l'chora, that's a machlokas Tosus and Rashi, whether you can do that. Meaning, let's say, a lot of times you have someone who's interested in the religion. Why? Because they have a Jewish boyfriend, and the Jewish boyfriend has no interest in the religion. Haraya, he's dating a shiksa, right? But then the non-Jewish girlfriend starts learning about her boyfriend's religion, and she starts becoming very interested in the religion, and she wants to, so she ultimately gets to the point of being l'shem shemayim, but she's still in love with her boyfriend, and she wants to marry him, and she'll schlep him along, and he'll also. Very often we see that the guy is like behind that. It's often the guy. The guy is often the Jew, and he's schlepping behind. He's not at the level of commitment that she is at. So is that called the Shem Ishus, that she's being Magai the Shem Ishus? No, she fell in love with the religion. That he was happy to stay with her as a guy, but she ruined everything by becoming interested in the religion. That's happened in Ma'isim B'chol Yom. So Amar Lo L'chi Zechi B'Mechech. So he told her, Rabbi Chia said, okay, good, you could go take your chasen. Osun matzol sheitziyah lo be'isr, hitziyah lo beheter. So he ended up having this woman as his wife. So those same beds that she had prepared for him, be'isr, she now prepared for him beheter. It's interesting, hatsa'as hamita. That's the, one of the harchakos of Nida, is that she's not allowed to do hatsa'as hamita. There are only a couple of gemaras in Shas that talk about harchakos of Nida. One of them is in the beginning of Ksubas. The gemara says, kom lacha she'isha osu lebayla Nida osu anything that a woman can normally do for husband, even as a nida, she can do, except for harchatz upon a viyad of raglav and mizigas hakos and hatsa'as hamita. So poskim discuss. So is a woman not allowed to make the beds when she's a nida? So apparently the rishonim already point out hatsa'as hamita doesn't mean just making the beds to make it not look sloppy. It meant something that was much more romantic. Meaning this hatsa'as hamita that she did was in order to entice him, in order to lure him. So that was that's what we're clearly highlighting over here. It's not stam cleaning up the house, not like taking out the garbage. It's not a chore that was done in the house. So we've already discussed what the matan schar was for tzitzis in olam hazeh. In olam hava we can't even imagine what the schar is, but this is just in olam hazeh for a mitzvah kala like tzitzis. Amar Rav Yehuda talis sheula. Now we get into another halacha relating tzitzis. If you have a borrowed talis kol shalosh miyam patur min tzitzis, for 30 days is patur from tzitzis mikan ve'ele chayeves. But after 30 days, once you've had it for more than 30 days, it's going to be chayev in tzitzis. Tani nami alchi hador bepundu ki be'eretz Yisrael v'asocher bayis b'chutz laretz kol shalosh miyam patur min mezuzah. If a person lives in a hotel in Eretz Yisrael, or he rents a house in Chutz Lars for 30 days, it's patur min mezuzah. A lot of people don't make a mistake in terms of the details of this halacha. Very often people move into the neighborhood. Rabbi, when you have a chance, come over, let's talk. I want to show you some mezuzah shailas, but it's okay, we have 30 days still. No, you don't. You bought a house in Chutz Lars, you don't have 30 days. If you rent a house in Chutz Lars, you have 30 days. In Eretz Yisrael, even if you rent a house, you don't have 30 days. You got to do it right away. Mikan ve'elach chayv, but after that you chayv in mezuzah. Aval asocher bayis b'Eretz Yisrael also mezuzah li'alter mishum yishuv d'Eretz Yisrael. If you rent a house in Eretz Yisrael, you have to make a mezuzah. You have to put a mezuzah right away because of yishuv Eretz Yisrael. How does that enhance yishuv Eretz Yisrael? Because you put a mezuzah right away. Says Rashi, de'lachar shakav shuvin onot misham. Once you put the mezuzah up, you're not allowed to take it down, even if you leave the house. And he says, therefore, bekoshi yetim imanim neitorech mezuzah acheres. It will be a deterrent to move. You're not going to want to leave your house in Eretz Yisrael because you're going to have to leave the mezuzahs behind. And you don't want that, and that's an expensive thing to do. So you're not going to be interested in leaving the mezuzahs behind. Okay, tefillah shaliyah, there's a lot to discuss about a talis she'ula and whether one should say a bracha on a talis that you borrow from someone to daven with. So that's what the poskim point out. The Rama already writes that probably if someone's giving you a talis to daven with, they're giving it to you as a matana, al-manas la'achsir, they're not just lending it to you because they want you to be able to do the mitzvah. But a shul talis, what about a shul talis? So a shul talis, I'm a part owner from, I'm a member of the shul, so the charei should say a bracha every time I put it on. So big discussion in poskim, why people are not knowing to say a bracha when they put on a talis for an aliyah in shul, or to be a shliach tzibur, a mincha in shul. Okay, but the minig is not to. Anyway, tefillah shel yad eina ma'akeves. Tefillah shel yad is not ma'akev shel rosh. So amar Rav Chisda lo shanol sheyesh lo. That's only if you have both shel yad and shel rosh. Aval ein lo, but if you don't have both, ma'akeves, then don't wear just one. Amr lo amart, said, you said such a thing? That if you only have one, you shouldn't wear it? Amr lo, I never said such a thing, which means I did, but I changed my mind. And the reason I changed my mind, if you don't have two mitzvahs, do we say, don't do one mitzvah? There's like a prerequisite to be mekayim a second mitzvah, that you have to be mekayim the first mitzvah, not do whatever mitzvah you can. What was the havamina to say not that way? We're afraid that if we tell people they can put on one without the other, and they don't have the other, they're not going to work so hard to find the other. I mean, it's not so embarrassing a shul if you're just wearing a shul rosh. No one knows, notices you have a jacket on. No one notices you're not wearing a shul yad. So if you let me just wear my shul rosh, I'm not going to be so bothered that I'm going to go out of my way to look for a shul yad. So that's why they wanted to discourage it. But then ultimately said, you know what? Better to have people do one mitzvah than zero mitzvahs. Amar Rav Sheshes, kol sheinu maniach tefillin over b'shmona asay. Someone who doesn't put on tefillin is in violation of 8 mitzvahs. Say Rashi enumerates them. Kol sheinu lo tzitzis b'bigdo over b'chamisha. Say. If you don't put on tzitzis, it's a violation of 5 mitzvahs. Say, Rashi enumerates them as well. The kol kohen sheino ol leduchan over begimel asay. Kohen that is not ol leduchan is a violation of 3 asays. Kol shein lo mezuzah pischo over b'shnei asay. Uksaftim uksaftim. And failure to put up a mezuzah is a violation of 2 asays. The amri shlokish kol meniach tefillin maruch yamim. Someone who wears tefillin is going to have a richus yamim. Shnemar Hashem aleihem yichyu ulekol behen chayi ruchi v'tachlimu v'achiyeni. So you see that it's a lashon of that he's going to have arichus yamim. Yomim, that when he has Hashem Aleihem, which is with Tefillin. So now that's the end of the Tefillin Tzitzis and all that section of the Masechta. Now we move back into Menachos. So says the Mishnah, Hasolus v'Hashem ein ma'akvin es hayayin v'lo hayayin ma'akvan. Continuing our series of Mishnayos of things that are not ma'akev each other, solos and shemen are not ma'akev wine. Wine is not ma'akev solos and shemen. Hamatan shalom mizbeach chiton ein ma'akev zuazu. The four matnos dam that you put of the korban chatos on the mizbeach chiton are not ma'akev each other. Meaning, if you do just a single matnos dam, that also will achieve kapara. You don't need to do all four to achieve kapara, even though obviously the lechachila you're supposed to do all four. Tan rabbanan. So says the Brayis as follows: umin chasam vinis. The order of words suggests have mincha v'acharka have nesachim, mincha first and then the nesachim, the oil and the flour and the wine or whatever. Rebbe Omer zevach unesachim, that first you bring an animal carbon and then immediately after the animal carbon comes the nesachim, meaning the mincha only comes after the nesachim. Have zevach v'acharka immediately have nesachim. V'Rebbe Nami aksiv minchasam neskehem. But what does Rabbi do with the pasuk that says mincha sam in his kam, which makes it sound like the nesachim come immediately after the mincha? Now, that he uses to teach us that you could bring the Nesachim even Balayla, if you brought the carbon during the day. You could bring the Nesachim even the next day, if you brought the carbon that day, meaning as long as, Rashi points out, you were not Mekadish the Nesachim Bekli on the previous day, because once you're Mekadish them Bekli, they become Pasul Belina. But if you aren't Mekadish them Bekli yet, you can bring them even the next day. V'Rabbanan Nami Yaksiv Zevach Nesachim. What do the Rabbanan do with the Pasuk? It says, Zevach and Nesachim, which makes it sound like the Nesachim come immediately after the Zevach and the Mincha is only later. He uses that pasuk to tell me what Ziri says. Damer Ziri, Ein Nesachim Miskadshin Ela B'Shchitas HaZevach. That which makes these Nesachim Kadosh is the Shchitas HaZevach. But it's not talking about the timing of bringing the Nesachim. In Achinam, you bring the Zevach, then the Mincha, then the Nesachim. But as far as the Kedusha of the Nesachim, that's only going to happen when you are makriv the zevach. Otherwise, you could be mishanid for a different zevach. I mean, if you have not yet been makriv the zevach, even though you designated these as nesachim that you can use for a carbon, you could use it for some other carbon. What makes it this carbon's nesachim is the shchitas hazevach. The Rebbe Nami mibaylil chadziiri, but doesn't Rebbe need to learn ziiri's din as well? The Rabbanan Nami mibaylil mechasam neskem belayil mechasam neskem v'lemachar. And don't the Rabbanan also need to know the din that you could bring the nesachim even belayil and that you could bring them even lemachar? So how's each one going to learn the dinim that the other one derives? Now the real svar for the Rabbanan is based on the following pasuk. The real basis for the Rabbanan is the following. Ola umincha. It's because it says Ola umincha. So it sounds like right after the Ola you bring the mincha. Rebbe Nami yoksev Ola mincha. What does Rebbe do with that? With Ola mincha. So says Ela bibayim ima zevach. So if you're talking about nesachim that are brought together with a zevach, to kuliyam lo pligi the mincha va'achar kach nesachim. Everyone would agree it's zevach, then mincha, then nesachim. There's no doubt that that's the seder advarim when they're all being brought together. Taksiv Ola umincha. Because it says Ola u'mincha, so Zevach, then the Mincha, then the Nesachim. Ki pligi b'ban b'fnei atzman. The whole machlokas is if they're brought independently of a Zevach. Rabbanan Savri, mi deboyinim a Zevach mincha v'acharkach Nesachim b'fnei atzmanami mincha v'acharkach Nesachim. If when you bring it together with the carbon it goes Mincha, then Nesachim, when you bring it independently it should follow the same order and be Mincha, then Nesachim. V'rebi hasam v'daydi daskal b'achila gamala l'kula milsa d'achila. Rebbe would say, no. When you bring the zevach and you bring the dvar machal, so then you finish every dvar machal. You finish the mincha also, and then you bring the nesachim. Aval b'fnei atzman. But if you bring them independently, nesachim adifi, and it's just a matter of nesachim or mincha, which to bring first, nesachim takes precedence. Hold the mesamra shira alayu, because we say shira over the nesachim. Hamatan shal mizbeach chiton ein ma'akev zuzu. We then said that the matanos, the four matanos dam on the mizbeach chiton, are not ma'akev each other. Tan rabbanu minayin l'kol anita. Matana Namizbech Chitzon Shnos Matana Achas Shekiper. How do I know that one can achieve Kapara with a Matana Achas on the Mizbech Chitzon? You don't need all four Matanos to achieve Kapara. Shenemar V'dam Zvachach Yishafeich Al Mizbech Hashem Elokecha. So we darshan from that pasuk. Yishafeich sounds like Rashi points out Shvicha Achas, a single Shvicha Sadam, and that already achieves Kapara. So yes, ideally four Shvicha Sadam, but a single Shvicha Sadam is also going to achieve Kapara. So tomorrow we'll pick up Mem Daled Amud Beis at the Mishnah on the bottom.